Hello, everyone. I know it's been a couple of days since I've made a podcast, which I would like to be more consistent. But at the moment, there's just so many different pieces going on, different moving pieces going on at the same time. So one thing I had to learn in life, sometimes you got to go with the flow. And when you have that availability, go hard. So now I have some time. So I'm definitely about to get on it. So I wanted to share with you guys basically an insight on what's kind of like been going on, not just with myself, but with other people that I know, and also people I don't know. So I don't know if you guys have noticed, a lot of beef, right? AKA, for those who don't understand what beef is, that's like fighting, which, you know, fighting arguments, things like that. A lot of that, if you have noticed, has been going on a lot more recently. So there's many different reasons on why, but that's not super important right now. The most important thing is the solution. I always go online. I see these people always want to talk about the problem. And I know why, because the problem, people love problems. Bad news travels, you know, faster than good news. But I'm just not that guy. That's not my purpose. So the solution for anyone, because we're all connected, right? Going through, I would say, a difficult time with a loved one, family member, spouse, or anyone, is I want to remind you to basically hold your ground, AKA stand on business, as the kids say, right? And what that means is to stand on your principles and know what the truth is. Because right now, there's so many lies and deception going around. And if you end up believing them, you can end up putting your life out of whack, okay? And a lot of times when people are going through things in their life, they're going to come and blame you. So right now, there's a lot of craziness going on, and people are going through financial and physical and relationship issues. So the stress is really high. So it's like you could do something little, you know, you used to slap your buddy upside the head, it'd be no problem. Now you slap him upside the head, y'all fist fighting. You know what I'm saying? Guns getting pulled out, whatever the case is. Or lawsuits in the mail, depending on what part of America you're living in, right? So, knowing this, right, for all those who have, you know, spirit of the Most High in them, you guys, we have to, you girls and guys, we have to basically stay centered as much as possible. Meditate as much as possible. I always, you know, favor meditation over praying. I know that praying is talking to God and meditation is listening to God. And at the end of the day, I don't think God really want to hear what I have to say because he know way more than me. So what could I tell him? He already knows everything. So, you know, that's one thing that could probably change a lot of people's lives is meditating like you pray and listening to God and see what your next move and seeing who your next op is. And I always know you got opposition. That's the way of the universe, the yin and the yang, the law of duality, the law of opposite. So always know that. And if you live in a world where you think it's all kumbaya and there's no enemies and you got no opposition, then you're probably getting tough. Like they say in poker, if you don't know who's getting got at the table, you're probably the one getting got. Okay? And that's a real life fucking scenario. Excuse my French. That's real life. Okay? So for me, what I've been doing is like when someone tries to call me or text me or approach me and get me off-centered, which I deal with it every day, multiple different people. And what I do, and I probably do it to them too, unknowingly. What I do is I basically breathe, and then I laugh. I'm telling you guys, like, I heard this quote. It said, like, I think it was tragedy or turmoil is the true comedy. something like that. But you get the gist, you feel me? So when you're going through these crazy situations, you're like, wow, this guy or that I end up, you know, dealing with, he had the nerve to cheat on me with this beluga whale. You got to laugh about that. You don't get mad. On the other side, a guy, you help out Sheila. Next thing you know, she fucking the GM. You don't get mad. You laugh about it. Why did you get mad? Like it said in the holy book, a dog goes back to his vomit, eat his vomit. Why you get mad? You not eating it? That's on them. You feel me? It hit different. And one thing I'm noticing is nowadays, these spirits and these people, right, knowingly or unknowingly, they're going to try to get you to become uncentered and do all type of off-the-wall stuff. And it's up to you to be in control of your emotions. You ain't got to be a full-blown stoic, okay? You ain't got to read Marcus Aurelius' Meditations every day and whip yourself and lay in sackcloth and loaning and walk on, you know, your bare feet. And eat out of trash because you think you're a bad guy. Okay? That's another lie or deception they want you to do. We were all meant to be powerful. We all have, not all of us, but some of us have, how can I say this in an accurate way? We all were created in the image of God. But not all of us choose to live in his image. Therefore, we're not living in his image. We are living in the opposite of his image. And if you're, well, you guys know what the opposite of God is. All right, we don't even need to figure that part out, okay? So if you think you're just in the middle chilling and you're once again, you're getting fooled. You're that guy at the poker table. Think, oh, it's good. Everybody's going to win. I'm going to win too. Bob's about to win a $50,000 hand and I'm going to win $50,000. No. One guy winning. What? Make it make sense, man. There's so much delusion now. I be getting heated sometimes, but I have to remind myself, Christian, that's part of the game. And you can't let people know that you know. That's one thing I got to work on. Because it'll drive you crazy, folks. It'll drive you crazy. Okay? Because when you really start to wake up and you start to see, wow, almost everybody I was around was on some bullshit, or they're delusional, or they're addicted to drugs, or they're addicted to sex, or they're addicted to money, and they don't love the one true living God, and they don't live in that purpose, and they keep expecting to have pointless sex and do drugs continuously, or party continuously, or drink continuously, and expect to somehow get to a higher level of consciousness, or get to a better life that way, or somehow grow that way, which we're all meant to grow. And I can speak on these things because I've been that guy. You feel me? I've definitely been a chief sinner. I've done shit that I definitely should not have done. I've done shit that I'm not proud of. But guess what I don't do? I do not beat myself up about it. What do? Laugh about it. Because I understand I got good and bad at me. And I love both parts. And so does God. It hit different. Do your homework. All right? So right now, when you make a mistake, or someone makes a mistake around you, or they do it on purpose, you got to love them, love that action. You feel me? Okay, that is like the true key. And it ain't easy, you feel me? It's not for the, it ain't for the weak-hearted, as they say. You feel me? You got to really have cojones, or a strong, as they say, Jamaica, punani. But, yeah, I don't know why we only say cojones when cojones ain't that strong. You can flick them boys and they hurt. But punani, that boy, trust me, I didn't try to destroy a couple of them. And they bulletproof, boy. But, yeah, and I'm saying this, I hope the kids, y'all, hope y'all kids, y'all hear worse. I'm talking like this because
What y'all, with the music, I be hearing now. If they could talk like that, I'm going to say all I need to say. And I'm going to educate y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying the positive. Like, I ain't saying no bad way. But y'all get what I'm saying. I'm just saying the truth. Girls' sexual reproductive organs are way more stronger than men. So I don't know why he said you got to have cojones. But that wasn't the point. But I am in a good mood now that I'm doing this podcast. I was dealing with a whole bunch of malarkey, but I love doing this stuff. I really do. So back to what I was saying. So right now, recap. Okay. It's not because of the eclipse or 2024, whatever. It could be many different reasons. Who knows? Who cares? None of us are smart enough. None of us really know. I love it when humans, you know why? Oh, this is the reason. Boy, stop it. You don't even know what's stop about to go tomorrow, but you can tell what's going to go on in the stars and the moon and the sun and universal shit. Stop it, boy. You don't even know where your girl at right now. You see what I'm saying? That's why we have to humble ourselves. I don't know what the eclipse, I don't know what if World War III going to start. I don't know what the billions, no one really knows. The only time we will know is when it comes into what? Reality. Because right now it's still in thought. Okay, and what happens and how things get created is what we think we create. So we need to start creating bad realities. Like, for example, when the eighth was coming, everybody was freaking out. I was freaking out too. And then after, I'm like, oh, they got me. Fear. Whenever you're in fear, understand you lost. Whenever you're about to go for that girl, go for that job, go for that business, go for it, and then you have fear, you are not acting like God. You acting like who? The ops. And what happened when you on fear? What happened when you be with people who are in fear and scarcity? What they going to do? Shiesty shit. They going to get poo shiesty with you. Okay? Y'all know what shiesty mean. Go look it up. But basically, they going to finesse you. You know finesse mean? Look that up too. That's how they say it. They're going to get you. Okay? Eventually. Why? Because they are not doing things in the right way. So they have to basically finesse, cheat, steal, lie, murder, kill, deceive in order to win. Now, you pick. Life's very simple. You can be, as I call, a chicken head and do what I just mentioned. And here's why I call you a chicken head. Because you're stupid, you're going to lose in the long run. You're going to get, and everybody else around you going to lose. So if you do that, you must have a chicken head sized brain. Okay? Now, if you want to be an eagle, okay? Or a bird, that's why a lot of birds represent countries. They have awareness. They can see things. They're hunters, predators. They sit high. No one else flies above a bird. Okay? Who you know gonna hunt a bald eagle? Oh, wait. Ain't nothing about to fly above a bald eagle and eat him up. No herd. Eat it. Okay? Same thing with a hawk. All right? And the reason why these animals are important in the symbology that I'm talking about is they can see. They have awareness. Okay? And the way they think and operate. You don't see a hawk or an eagle until when? Until when it's about to get you. And by the time it got you, guess what? You're already in his claws. The whole time, he up there. Okay? And guess what? If he miss, he'll come back and he'll spin the block. He'll come get you. All right? So, chicken heads running around. Bop, 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 bop. You know what I'm saying? Making all that noise. Acting like they know something, can't even fly. You feel me? Worthless. And guess what chicken heads end up becoming for the ops? Food. So if you want to be food for your ops, you got to stop thinking like a chicken head. And a chicken head is someone who lives in fear and does bad things to themselves and to others in order to get what they want instead of doing what God commanded us to do, which is to work in cooperation with our brothers and sisters on this planet in order to get what we want. which is very simple. We have enough land. We have enough food. We have enough water. We have enough money. Okay? Right now, there's enough money for all of us to pretty much have our dream car. And for you weirdos that need 9 Bugattis, you lying. Because once you, well, you, I know people have 9, 10 cars. They don't even drive them. They don't care about like 2 of them. So a lot of you, a lot of people think, oh, I want a mansion. I want 5 bitches. I want a chain. I want a jet. I want houses in every country. Boy, how about this? How about you go do half that stuff and then let me know? Because I was the same way. Okay. I thought I wanted all of that. Then when I had a taste and I got around there, I'm like, yeah, I'm straight. I remember one guy, right? We were in Royal Oak. And he had like a Corvette. Right? And he told me when he first got it, you feel me? He made, I don't know, like close to a million, right? Just under a million. Okay. And by the way, it took him, he had to spend like $2.4 million to make like $1.2 million. That's another thing about money. I think he made a little over 1.2. But after taxes, he only netted like 800. So, like, that's a lot of things you guys understand about money. This shit is, ain't what it seems. It take money to make money. And he dedicated, like, his whole high school, childhood, his whole life to this. You feel me? But, and I won't mention his name. He probably doesn't like it. But he pulls up, he tells me, and I've been in the Corvette. I actually drove it. I don't know why I'm lying. Friends with a lot of possessions, they like to share it, but I'll take it. Yeah, really. So we're in Royal Oak, all right, and I'm talking to him. He's got the vet, and he's telling me the story, and he's like, yeah, man, I remember I got the vet. I was driving down here, and I got to a red light, and this kid fucking spit on my car. I said, get the fuck out of here. I said, bro, I'll get him back if somebody would have spit on my car. God would have to help me not to hop on and bring SmackDown versus Raw on his ass, bro. I swear to God, on everything I love. That's why I'm so happy I found a new way of life. That I can't really be like that unless you really push me. If you really push me, then I can take it there. But if you know what I'm saying? So there's rules to this shit, so I gotta follow the rules and not my emotions. Because when I was following my emotions, boy, I didn't like myself. And you guys definitely wouldn't like me either. Trust me that. Ask people who dealt with me before. But like Gucci said, man, sometimes when God gives you too much sauce, you get lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? You lost in the sauce. But you got to get yourself out. But at least you got the sauce. You feel me? I tell people, if you got the sauce, right, if you guys understand my analogy, all you got to do is control it. You feel me? Add some more water. Add more water. You feel me? Now, guess what? If you ain't got no sauce, what you gonna do? You fucked. Fudge. You know what I'm saying? So, I gotta start cussing. But, or should I? I gotta look that up. I gotta really figure out. See, that's the type of person I am. Like, oh, why shouldn't we cuss? What's wrong? Well, let me. I'm gonna look up the root word of the cuss word, where it came from, who said it, why, what it mean, the power of it, the Greek origin of it, the Aramaic version of it. I'm gonna look it up in different languages. might download an ebook online on it, see what they talk on Reddit about it, and then I'm gonna make my decision. But that is the beginning of wisdom. And I do want to remind you guys in this day and age, and I'm going to end off with this, is in this time, it's super important. There is so much information out that sometimes you may have to sit down. Like, I was talking to my buddy, right? And he's doing good in Florida, okay? My boy Shutton, okay? And we started off with Pete Rose and Mountain Dew, you feel me? People breaking in our houses and shit. We had to sleep with poles on them. In high school, it hit different. So, yeah, some niggas was breaking in too, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Not me, of course, but I know niggas that was getting down. That's how I be telling people, boy, you think you all that, boy. I remember I was 15, 16. I knew niggas that was getting off. Feel me? Getting off. Not one, not two. And I'm talking like, When I mean getting off, I ain't talking about having no little 10 bands. A lot of people can't even show 10 bands, which is crazy. That should take you about 3 weeks of real hustle. If you really got, at least you got a couple bands to play with and you really know what you're doing out here. Take you about 3 weeks. Because you could take that two, turn it into four. Probably like three. Take that three, turn it into five. That five would turn into 10. That 10, you can turn that 10 into 30. It hit different. Do your homework. All right? Now, you can invest in anything you want or get involved in any business. But remember, there is risk and reward. Make a wise decision. Do your homework. Nobody gonna do it for you. Okay? Because when push comes to shove, it's on you, baby. It's on you, baby. And I don't think nobody cares. Real talk. If y'all don't see that, keep watching the news. When all these guys going through it, y'all gonna see why I love God and not man. Because man will do what? Take care of themselves. And God will do what? Keep it a buck with you. And always keep it 100. And that's why we were told to love God. And I'm gonna say this too again. A lot of people right now are suffering. Like, oh my God. And you guys, we keep trying to go and find that peace and that comfort in money. In the career. In the career. I love you career losers. Yeah, I got a great career. I went into $200,000 debt. And now I make $70,000 and I'm the shit now. You know, I'm the shit. You know what you really are? You know what the people who write your checks think about you? They dipping their ink, chicken head. Because a career is just another word for a slave, you freaking idiot. And I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Next person that tell me about career. Shut your lame ass up. It sound lame as hell. It's not a career. What's your career? You work for another rich guy to make him richer. Talk about a career. Like you really care about what? You really care about moving them parts. Like you really. Shut up. You did not live your life when you was a kid. This is not what you had planned. So what you did is you switched up on yourself. You feel me? And it ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? I love to talk. I like to do my little podcast, my little video stuff. You know what I'm saying? We do all right in life, but that's not the focus. See, I'm not focused on, oh my God, I got to be like Joe Rogan or the money. The point is to do the action. You gotta want to, like, understand that Kobe and Michael would have played basketball even if they would have paid them $20 an hour. It hit different. It wasn't the money. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak would have still built Apple and still been tech nerds and did what they did even if it wasn't for the money, because they loved it. Tiger Woods would have still been playing golf and still been the GOAT. Even if they was telling him, bro, we only got 100 grand a year. Bet. Okay? If you chase money, and this is not complicated, and humans need to get over it. I don't understand how, like, so many older generations, y'all still ain't got this. I be seeing older people, like, bro, I know so many people in their 20s, 30s shitting. And I know so many people in their 40s, 50s, 60s. Some of them shitting, but, like, a lot of them are not. Like, younger people now are starting to do a lot better just because they're starting to think different. We didn't grow up in an era, oh, we have to go work for Ford. We got to go work for Chrysler. I got to go work for Coca-Cola. J.P. Morgan. You feel me? You go like what type of man? I'm going to keep it a buck because, like, when I was born, I could never, like, I knew I couldn't work a job. Could it? Not for me. Okay, maybe because I got a big mouth. Who knows? AKA profit. But, yeah, so I just don't understand how any man or woman, your whole focus in life is a career. Well, I be seeing these little goofy kids. I don't want love. You don't want love. You must have never had it, my boy. That shit is way better than that little weak ass check you getting, that little $1,400. You mean to tell me you gave up on love and kids and family and having someone to cuddle with and build a life together and have family and travel so that you can have a career and get paid $1,600 an hour and wake up at 6 and go work for... What? Yeah. Once again, What do we call that, folks? Chicken head. Please don't be that person. All right, guys. And I'm like this. And people, Chris, you too rough. No.
You too nice.
You feel me? Like, and I'm obviously, I'm joking, guys. So, like, I'm not trying to be, like, super offensive. But I say this because I understand psychology and the human brain. And I understand myself. Bro, if anybody came up to me and told me, like, oh, bro, when I was doing bad stuff, that it's all fine. It's all good. I wouldn't really have stopped. You feel me? What I needed was that shake, that, y'all seen Incredibles? When the little scientist lady went to your guys, she's like, get your shit together. Slept it. That's what you need. Wake your ass up. You feel me? As my man said in Florida, get your head out your ass. Okay? And smell the roses. Because right now you're smelling shit. And then he said, opinions and beliefs are like assholes. Everybody got them and they stink. But I care about that. We want the truth. So now, I really say in conclusion, I get the conclusion. 2024 is super, super important to find the truth. Know thyself. I think I got that tatted on my left shoulder. I'm about to get it tatted on my right shoulder, but in Egyptian, in hieroglyphics, because I got it in Greek on the other arm. Feel me? Yeah, balance it out. You find me? But, so, know thyself. This was written in Egypt. This was written in the Temple of Defy, something like that. Socrates and all those wise men, okay, said that's the most important thing. So, if you're walking around life and you want, know yourself. Ask yourself every day, do I know myself? Do I know what I really want? Is this what I really want to do? Is this person who I really want to be with? Is this the state I really want to be in? Is this the physical shape I really want to be in? Ask yourself and then have the, we can't say cojones anymore, right? Have the freaking ability to look yourself in the eyes and be honest. And say, you know what? You right, man. I don't like Ron, man. I got to bubble up. And guess what? You can. That's the big secret. You can bubble up. The only reason why people don't try to bubble up because they truly think they can't. But even if everybody don't believe me, your mama, your daddy, your neighbor, your boss, your general manager, your girlfriend, your ex-wife, whoever, your ex-husband, if they don't believe, I believe in you. Okay? And I've been around millionaires. I seen what they've done. I've hung out with them. I've met a couple billionaires, politicians, other people I can't mention. Humbly, God has allowed me to do residential and commercial real estate. I've been humbly been borrowed money. Actually, I deserved it all, so I ain't gonna say humbly. I've been borrowed money from other individuals to invest. And I've done probably over 1.2 million. I got the spreadsheet too. Unlike a lot of people be capping in their addresses. And you can check that shit on public records. Okay? Or pull a FOIA act and do your homework. Okay? A lot of people right now, and this is why, and nowadays, don't be getting got. When people keep talking crazy and saying, oh, like, I remember ESTG said this, which I don't recommend listening to him, but he said, this bitch, she the realest, but she got a fake ass. It hit different. Stop getting finessed. A lot of y'all think of your big homie or the guy you, oh man, he's so rich, not knowing he ain't paid taxes, he's in all type of debt. You feel me? He takes 5 Adderalls a day just to figure out what he got to do. A lot of y'all don't know what's really going on, and y'all really thinking so-and-so really living it, but you don't know. Do your homework. Go talk to them. Go hang out with them. Use your mouth. Use your brain. I was reading a old spiritual document, and it said the best way to know somebody is to ask them questions and listen. Not to ask their friends or other people because they don't really know them. I'm like, ain't that common sense? But we do that a lot of time, right? What do we go by? Let me get a referral. A referral? That's stupid. Yo, man's gonna refer whatever. He don't know cuz like that. The only way you're gonna know him is by you talking to him. And you need to build up your discernment. which is to tell an apple from a fake apple. Because if your ass can't tell a fake apple from a real, if I set a real apple down a fake apple, you should be able to tell which one is real. You should not be the chicken here that bite both and be like, oh, one of these is sown. Don't be that guy. Because in this life we live in, you eat that phone, you might be dead. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's that serious. And that's another thing I be wanting to remind people. People need to get serious. I be around people, Christian, you always, why are you always so goofy? I say, you have you read history? Have you read Robert Greene? Have you read the Bible, the Quran? You don't remember world history? You don't remember U.S. history? You think this is all Narnia? You think this is just Disneyland? You think this is Six Flags on steroids, huh? You think this is Michigan Adventures, huh? You just thinking you just rocking around adventures. Let's just get high and get some coochie and sleep around and just watch the new TV, new game with the. Oh, you know what you are to me? Not to me, but to them, the ops, cattle, food, chicken, and they gonna come take a leg off. And you know what's so sad nowadays? Some of y'all just giving the leg. Go ahead. But, and then y'all be like, but give me $100,000 for that. Not knowing it's worth it. It don't even got a price to it. It hit different. So, I want to add this. Another thing came to my mind is the whole sleeping with people thing. And the reason why I want to add it, because I was a big, like, I wouldn't say I was a hoe, but, yeah, because I can't be a hoe. What's the word? That's the word. There got to a point where I didn't give two fucks. So, like, if I saw something and I liked it, bro, it was mine. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because I knew I could get it. And that mindset since I was, like, in high school ended up getting worse. And now that I'm 29, I look back, I'm like, ooh. And guess what I realize now? I left a trail of damage, boy. You feel me? And I heard a lot of beautiful female goddesses. You know what I'm saying? And it take awareness to understand that. And a lot of times, if you're finding someone you can sleep with easily, they're probably going through a lot. And the best thing to do is not to use them in that vulnerable state, because that's probably going to happen to you. Okay? Because a lot of times, I've been there, y'all. I've been on the couch. I didn't bought the wine, bought whatever, you know what I'm saying? Come over here to blah, blah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, nigga, I'm buckling. You feel me? That's evil, guys. You feel me? And greater the pain, greater the shame. You feel me? It hit different. And then the evil thing is, we used to laugh about it. This shit not funny, bro. Because now these girls is getting hit. And they on it too. And now niggas starting to lick their paws. And now all humans is messed up. We got to stop this nonsense. We got to get back and understand that we all a team. And I understand we all are like super sexual, but we're not really like that. You guys got to understand, you are not super sexual, okay? They are making you like that, okay? What I mean is, if you look at the TV, if you look at the music, okay? And this is something that I learned when I was in something called the Landmark Forum. Do your homework, look it up, okay? And they explain this concept, which I have found to be true. Not a belief, but to be true. It is called auto-suggestion, okay? What that means is, whatever I suggest to you, most of the time, you are going to do. AKA, what you think about, you become. So, if I put in front, let's imagine we have two kids. We got Bobby, we got Billy. Billy grows up in Detroit. Billy is surrounded by, you know, people who do drugs, prostitution, smoke weed every day. Bob is grew up next to a college. Let's say Harvard. Everybody around there has degrees. Nobody does really drugs, small population, if you do, is looked upon, is looked down upon, you're a weirdo, outcast of society, right? Other side of town, where my man's living, if you don't do no drugs, you lame, all right? So, what I'm saying is the area you're at is very important, okay? Because the area is auto-suggesting things to you. So if you're walking in an area, right, and you see a liquor store, liquor store, liquor store, strip club, strip club, strip club, guess what? It's so easy to go there. If you're in the country, if you're in West Buttfuck Egypt, as I used to say, right? How many strip clubs is out there? How many bars? You might find two or three of them. And then when you go on that bar, you're going to want to leave, man, because you're going to have a roach on the bar drinking a beer like, what's up, man? You feel me? And then the bartender going to look like the Hilda, okay? With probably a mole the size of a piece of licorice on her motherfucking right cheek. You feel me? With every color stain on her shirt. White tee. You feel me? Not crispy. Okay? You're going to want to run out of there. Then when she open up her breath, it's going to smell like Marlboro Reds. Okay? 100s. It's like, so you're going to run out of there. Now you go to a strip club downtown, the girl at the counter might look better than J-Lo. You feel me? Might smile with you, rub your arm, get you in your feelings. Next thing you know, your wallet out. Your dick is out. Your coochie out. I got to make this now. This ain't good for kids. I had to tell them. But like I said, y'all, I'm just being myself and I'm adding more comedy into like what I'm doing because I understand people, you're going to pay attention more. You feel me? Because I would too. I'm not listening to a guy that's boring. I mean, you could tell me anything, bro. But if it's boring, guess what? Attention, gone. Got to hold attention nowadays. And it's hard to hold attention, but you could do that. Like I said, you just got to have the what? The sauce. As Gucci said, the sauce. I love down south. I love their accents. So, let's keep it going. So, yeah, you guys kind of get what I'm putting down? I'm trying to give y'all some tidbits, man. And for those who have ears, let them hear. If this makes sense to you, then you're ready. You're at that time. If not, then, you know, you must want to keep doing a couple more laps. Go ahead. Nobody going to stop you. You feel me? But when you want to stop running, you can stop running. It hit different. Do your homework. Okay? I'm going to say it again. You have a choice in life. You can either stop running on the track or you keep running. The choice is yours. A lot of us choose to keep running. Okay? So figure out what you're running for and running away from. Okay? So, what else did I want to add on before we go? Because we're almost at 40 minutes and I usually don't like to be more than an hour. So yeah, we hit some good points today, people. Good points. So I do want to add this on. If anyone who is listening to this or knows anyone who you think is I would like to say who has trained enough, who has been through enough, and they have come into wisdom and they can discern good from evil. And then they also have fiery passion in them. And you can tell, like, yeah, that guy, he different. If you know some people like that, holla at your boy. I'm trying to, as me and my people say, I'm trying to politic. Okay? And for those who don't understand what that means, I'm trying to network. Okay? Do a little networking. All right? Because right now, I realize... And I'm gonna let you. This is another golden nugget, as my one boy said, Shabi Bomb. When you are going through life, you must remember you are your most important asset. Then after that, then it's other people. It is not money, guns, or whatever else people think. Like I be hearing that type of mindset, I'd be like, you guys are killing me with it. Jeez. I was like, everything you want come from people. You want pussy, you want dick, you want whatever. Love, money, that comes from people. That shit is not, you don't get it through people. People build houses, people build cars, people build the tech you want. So if you want something, your best bet is to, you know, Maybe being nice and working with people. Bing bong.
Or you can work with ChatGPT and let that work out. I think you guys watching those sci-fi movies, they warn you about what's going to happen if you do that.
Another thing I want to add on, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but it's coming to me.
There in the past, right, we were not the first, individuals who have had technology and what they call magic. I highly encourage people to basically understand more about things that are not physical. Because the time that we are entering into now, things are about to move from more of physical, which is three-dimensional, look what that means, and they're going to be changing. Not going to get into all the details of that. It's just a podcast. We want to talk in person, off the books. We can. Because I learned from the other people. I'm from Detroit. Y'all ain't getting me. That's on Kennebec. Feel me? Last nigga y'all ever gonna touch is Marvin Gaye, and I was a daddy because ain't nobody else gonna touch us. That's on my mama. Same thing with Eminem. Ain't never been shot at. I don't know. I mean, we got a couple people, but that's internal beef. If a Detroit person died, that's because we died from our own internal stuff. But ain't nobody about to come outside our city and take us out because they know how we move here. Y'all don't. You feel me? I'm gonna keep that bugger. When I say y'all, I'm talking about a lot of the world because I've been around. And there's only a few cities I respect. Chirac, y'all got my respect. Florida, got my respect. Texas, got my respect. Cali, y'all already know. Y'all get down. Got my respect. Puerto Rico, got my respect. I ain't gonna lie, you better be on your head. I remember I went over there like, we don't care you from Detroit. I said, all right, it's good. I said, y'all on business. I said, it's all respect then. But I told them this. Y'all can do what y'all gotta do, but I promise you, you see these buffing these dreads, man, there's about to be like 40 more niggas down here. And guess what? I'm the nice smart one, Goofy. You gonna learn today. Do your homework. After that, it's gonna what? Hit different. Okay? Whoa, I feel great, y'all. I don't even know why. But I'm just thinking about all the past and all the good times, man. And then all the good memories I'm about to make in the future. So that's where you guys got to be, man. Every day you wake up, think about all the good and the blessings you had. And think about more you're going to create. Do not get caught up in doing the evil. Like right now, I'm rewatching Star Wars because like I'm done with TV and video games and stuff. But I watch like a few, movies and shows because, you know what I'm saying? I can't be a complete Mormon. You know what I'm saying? I ain't Amish now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to beat butter and get all, oh my God, so fun. Can't wait to go beat butter again tomorrow. No, I'm straight. So I've been rewatching Star Wars, right? And in Star Wars, and I'm watching it from, I watched the first one, the second one, and then right now, and I'm going to update y'all as I'm doing these podcasts. Right, and then I started watching the Clone Wars because I guess that's the next segment. And here's one thing I noticed about Anakin and what I learned. We were supposed to learn from that. We are not supposed to, like, a lot of us, the first thing we do, instead of sticking to our purpose, right, is we let love precede purpose, which is not the order from the gods, okay? Purpose first. Here's how you know. Love your girl, love your husband, love whoever your significant other is, right? And just focus on that, nothing else. I bet you in 8 months, you going to be broke. She going to be gone. He going to be gone. Your career, everything will be gone because you forgot your purpose. Okay? I'm not saying that love is not important. I'm not saying money is more important. I'm not saying your career is more important. I ain't say that. I don't like when people twist my word. Like, I love when I deal with them people. Like, I'll say something very clearly and they'll be like, well, you just said that. All these people are idiots and you. And I said, no, actually, I did not. But nice try. Y'all try to do the same thing with Jesus. And I'm going to do the same thing with you. Get out of my face, you wicked lying sinner. I ain't say none of that. And nowadays, a lot of people play that game. It's called gaslighting.
You got to peep that. And what I do is I laugh. And if they keep doing it, I just walk away because I don't have time. You are a fool if you argue with these people. They shake their heads. Why would you argue with a guy that, bro, the sky's red, dude. The sky's red. I'm going to argue. A lot of people, you be arguing, people like, don't do that. Let them believe what they want to believe. Because guess what? They going to reap the fruits of their thoughts and the way they move. You keep it a buck. Okay? Because, man, these humans is getting weird. I don't know what it was, man. Oh, what it was. I heard something about that sermon machine or something. Who knows? But that's another thing I've been meaning to say, too. A lot of us, we be hearing, oh, my God, all these billionaires, all of them are doing weird stuff. But y'all ain't doing nothing about it. If I wasn't dealing with the shit wait till I'm done dealing with the shit I'm dealing with now. I will go handle them niggas, bro. I swear to God. On everything, I don't know. On everything I love, I'm going to handle that. If I see something that is evil, I'm eliminating it. I don't care if it's out like, bro, if I'm in this house right now and I hear a lady, I'm kicking in her door, boy, like on Chuck Norris. I'm beating cuz ass. Why you beating your wife up? I'm on his head. If I see somebody beating a dog or a cat, I'm not walking by. What you doing, weirdo? Leave that little cat alone. What if I just beat your ass? Would you like that? So leave that little cat alone, goofy ass boy. I'm going to keep it a buck like that. And that's what we need, real men. A lot of y'all, no, you ain't saying it, man. You're biggie, man. Because you're too worried about what? Yourself. You're not worried about being righteous and true. You ain't a warrior. You ain't a hero. You just a civilian. Stay a civilian. Okay? Guess what? Civilians don't. You see how Batman coming. You see what he got. Stay a civilian. Say no. But y'all get what I'm saying? We need heroes now. Everybody can be a hero. Okay? Go watch My Hero Academia. Everybody can be a hero. And we all got powers. They don't want you to know that. It hit different. Y'all used to back in the town. It hit different. Do your homework. Okay? So, Star Wars kind of talked about that. Which I can't wait till we get to that ability where we can do that. But I guarantee you some people know how to do that stuff. They don't want us to know. But what do I know, right? I'm just an African American. I've been watching this guy on TikTok. He act like Trump. That shit is hilarious, dog. He's like, I'm here with the African Americans. I swear to God, Trump, like, this is what I'm saying about positive negative, right? You can look at Trump and be mad. Like, I know people, they find every, oh, you know what Trump did today? Oh, he's suing him. Oh, my God. They say Trump's dick is like 3 inches. Oh, my God. Trump. I like, for a guy that you hate so much, man, you talking about him a lot. Get his out your mouth. Get his little, if it's that little, get it out your mouth. Because right now, that's all I'm seeing. This shit is annoying, man. Like, to me, bro, I don't get too fricks about the guy. You feel me? All I know is that he funny. I'm grateful he came into the scene because I've never laughed more in my life. What are y'all talking about? Boy, on your deathbed, you could say, bro, we lived in a time where this guy Trump came out and said he grabbed him by the woo-ha and he said, and what? It's just locker room talk. What? Nigga, I didn't play in every sport. I have never heard nobody talk like that ever, boy. What type of locker room talk is that? And then, what type of girls are you dealing with where you can grab they shit like that? Damn. That's what y'all ain't asking. Y'all ain't asking the right questions. Because I definitely, bro, I'm definitely not grabbing. Bro, the only thing that can get grabbed last time I checked when I took anatomy class was a penis. So I don't know how you grabbing something flat, boy. That's the strike one. Y'all was on them weird, see? I tell you, these niggas on some weird shit. You feel me? Y'all got a peep game. So I'm not. Plus, and then I'm not being worried about no guy, bro. You guys out here paying these girls what? That's crazy, man. Y'all do that around. Y'all do that where I'm from. They're going to roll on you because they're going to know you soft. Like a vanilla custard on a hot summer day. You gave her what? You did what? Yeah. Let's go hang with cuz. Pull up. Yeah. Come smoke, fam. It's over for you. And that's what. You know, and in this time and age, that's life is really about to turn out into that. Like, we going to see who the real and the fake is. Because everybody's saying they're a gangster. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's saying they're tough. Everybody wants to be a player, a pimp, a drug dealer. Everybody wants to be in the club, in the strip club. Everybody wants to be the guy. Everybody want to spread the money. Everybody want to be tattooed. Everybody want to be tough and wear gangster. Yeah, my ties. When y'all really don't even know what none of that entails. You feel me? Like, if you really knew, you would run from it. Because it ain't no joke. And the only way you're going to understand that is if you play around a little bit more. And here how it go, I'm going to give you a little tidbit. You'll be going in it, and you're going to be thinking you're so good. And then one day, it's like you just hit a wall. And then boom, your whole eyes like open up. And that pain, when you wake up that you've been living in delusion and making stupid decisions that have negatively impacted your life for years and other people's life, it will almost break you. But what I want you to do is not to feel bad and go to church and do all that little weird stuff and lay on a rug and No. I want you to know what you do. Give yourself a big old hug and say, thank God I lived. I experienced that. Now I know what I should do. And I can't wait, because if I did all that stupid stuff, I must have got out my system. I'm ready to now do what I need to do. That is the only thought and vibration that should be in your head. This whole pity patty, woe is me, Chicken Little type shit, that ain't it. Because you are going to vibe weakness, and you're going to be like I do in this analogy. I said, when you see a pack or herd, right, of gazelles or elephants or whatever, when the predators are hunting, right, sometimes y'all need to watch National Geographic instead of these stupid ass shows so you can understand real life, okay? Because we're all nature, okay? And we all got the somewhat similar DNA. I'm not going to get into that. But watch a herd, right? Stick with me. I know I move fast like a Ferrari. Sometimes I got to put it in the second or third gear for y'all. Because I'll be on fifth or sixth.
Yeah, Chris, I don't understand. You just went from this topic to this topic to this.
Yeah. I'm already past that. Like, what? Like, man, I tell people, bro, don't slow me down. You speed up. Don't ask me to slow down, because I'll never slow down for nobody ever in my life. You can speed up. That's it. Don't ask. You think Kobe about to slow down for you? Go ask him. Chew your ass out, boy. Go ask. You think Stalin or any of them be what? Yeah, man, I don't like. You know what I'm saying? No. Marcus Gard, you think anybody? No, nobody care about that. People are here to run their race, man. You can get with it or get lost. That's on you. So, like I was saying, any analogy, right? You got a herd, right? You got predators. Say we got some lions. Say we got some gazelles, okay? In the herd, if you stick with your parents, right, and the other older, more wiser creatures that came before you and are next to you, you have a higher chance of survival. Do you know who ends up getting picked off in the herd? The little, remember, chickenhead. The one little antelope that ain't listening. Okay? That's sitting in the back. That's, you know what I'm saying, playing with the grass. Looking around. Oh, I heard a little, what was that noise over there? Oh, my, oh, look at that. Oh, what's that thing with nice stripes over there? Oh, what? Hush! Because guess what? You should have been with who? Should have been with your peoples. And that's what's happening a lot in this world. A lot of us have stepped outside the herd. Okay? And now you're victim to the world and circumstance. And I understand the herd wasn't always the best. But at least that herd will take care of you. That's what you must understand. If you think that your herd ain't going to take care of you more than people outside your herd, do your homework. Okay? Now, for those who are at a high level of consciousness, right, I'll say this to you guys. There is a time when you do need to step away from the herd. But that is when what? You are more grown, okay? Not like when you're a cub. You got to be more like Simba's age. You got to be a little bigger, okay? Once you're big enough, then you can step away from the herd. But not when you're a little pup. Because when you go outside, nobody about to treat you like you're a pup. To them, you're just a chicken head that should be home right now. Okay? So a lot of y'all is putting yourselves into these problems because you should be doing what you should be doing. Should it be outside? Okay? That hoe, I'm outside. Yeah, keep staying outside. And they're gonna be a flyer for your ass on a fucking street pole, chicken head. For what? Outside for what? What you looking for? Easy money, easiness, fun, pleasure. Right? So I gotta end soon. It's telling we're almost at 60 minutes. So yeah. And I was one of these people, that's why I can speak on this stuff, right? So when I was looking for pleasure, I got caught up into a lot of things. I want, for those who listen to this podcast and share it, you got to start thinking militant. Doesn't mean you got to, life has to be a rough and you got to wake up at 6 in the morning and be put, but think life as a, like an army game, you know? You can have fun, you can have a family, you know, you got picnics and stuff, you know, but the whole point is getting ready for the war, okay? And that war is a war that's been going on since the beginning of time. And it's called the war between the good guys and the bad guys. And if you don't know who they are, do your homework. And if you think that this world is just created randomly and it's just randomly going on and, you know, we're just here to get a job and get married, have two kids, get a house and a boat, you've been deceived. Wake up. They've been telling you guys that since the 20s. How many of y'all got it? It hit different. All right? I think last time I checked, 1%, 2% they talking about. And guess what? Them guys ain't happy either. So if most humans are chasing money, but the people with money ain't happy, what are we doing? We got to get smarter, guys. Okay? We have to learn from other people's mistakes. That's what I'm trying to do. And I made it. I chase money. I chase sex, I've chased drugs, I've chased it all. Just to come to the same conclusion that God is good. And God is all I need. And God can give me everything. And God is in me. And he's in everything. And I must respect and love myself and everything and everyone. And when I'm at that point and I'm at that vibration and I'm at that state of peace, then almost anything is possible. And then you are in that state of flow or bliss or joy, as I speak about. And no matter what happens to you or what you go through or what anybody says or what your bank account says or what you look like in the mirror, you're still smiling and giggling like a little kid. I'll end with this. Blessed are the meek and the humble, for they shall inherit the earth. Another saying is, another way I can say that is, you must have a heart to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Don't think of heaven as a physical place. More of a state of mind. So if you want to live in bliss, start acting like a kid. Again, remember your childhood and start to play and pray and meditate and wait for God, the one true living God, to deliver. Because he's the one who orchestrated everything and controls everything. It ain't Bill Gates, it ain't George Soros. These are men. It ain't Henry VIII. Okay? It ain't Elon. And they know it. And they'll admit it too. Okay? All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please, if you found value in it, please do share. And have a sensational, phenomenal day. And do something you haven't done before. Push yourself. We have unlimited potential. I'm excited to see what the human race becomes. I ain't worried, and neither should you.